Hi guys, this is Evidence Utopia, and this is the aftercare audio for Struggle For Me, the audio. And this is for people who like this kind of content. I am going to be referring it to as... I'm going to be referring to it as rape content for this aftercare. So, yeah, let's just get into this. The first thing this is basically going to be the pattern for every... aftercare audio that I do for the people who are into this kind of content, which is, you're valid for liking this. I think sometimes we feel bad or, like, because it's, like, viewed as a taboo thing, right? It's not, very common in more mainstream, channels. And I think that's for a pretty good reason, right? Because a lot of the time, it's not treated with the amount of respect of boundaries that it deserves. I think this topic deserves the utmost respect of everybody's boundaries. But I also think it deserves the respect. I think the people who are into it deserve respect for that too. This is something that I'm really into. I enjoy both, you know, being the speaker character in this audio, right, where I'm the one, like, taking power from another person and, like, being in control and, like, shoving someone around, but I also like the idea of having that control taken away from me. So that's something I like to share. I like to think of sharing with people when I create, you know, Dami content, and vice versa, right? I think sometimes people feel bad about, or feel guilty or uncomfortable, right? Because, like, there are a lot of people who have been really negatively affected by legitimate acts of non-consent, right? And I think nobody wants to make other people feel uncomfortable by being into something, right? And I think that's, you know, like an empathetic thing. But this is an aftercare for you. Somebody who enjoys this kind of content. And this is a new thing, I think. I don't think I've seen a lot of aftercare where we stop to acknowledge the listener and tell them that, you know, it's okay to like this. So this is me telling you that it's okay to like this. I know I went over this a little bit before. I'm winding around a little bit my bullet points, but the clearest way I could think of to give you that validation is to say me too. I'm also really into this kind of thing, and I also sometimes feel guilty about it, where I'm like, man, is it okay for me to be into this? Because, like, you know, this is something that affects people in real life sometimes, right? But I think it is. It's like playing video games, right? Like, where you, like a violent video game or something, right? Like, we don't want to, like, commit acts of violence, right? Just like you or I don't want to commit, like, legitimate acts of non-consent. Or shouldn't, at least. I'm going on a limb here, and I'm assuming that we're on the same page as far as this goes, right? But I guess similarly to how the other aftercare audio is sort of like a weird little safe bubble of space for people who don't like, or who people who struggle with that kind of content a little bit more, I just wanted to stop and give people who like this kind of content a little bubble of safety where you're being acknowledged and accepted by somebody who is into, presumably, the same kind of stuff. It's not something I've gotten to do very often in life, but, like, getting to throw people around and, like, wrestle them down is really fun when they are, like, you know, agreeing to do so, right? Obviously, safe word's important. That's why there is a safe word audio. But, like, getting to experience that, like, power dynamic And that, like, intensity, I think, is something that, you know, is acceptable, right? As long as you're not hurting anybody. So, yeah, I don't think I have too much else to say. I went on a small diatribe on the other one about the use of the rape tag. And so I guess I'll go on the same diatribe here. Like, technically, this audio has two consenting parties, right? The listener, it's like, I hope it's understood that the listener and the speaker are both, like, have both agreed to like do this scenario, right? And that it's been discussed and boundaries have been, like, established and stuff like that. But I think even if it's role play, right, like, it's role play revolving around this kind of topic, so I think it's important to tag that, not only so that people like you who are into it can find it, but also for people who might be more comfortable so they can avoid listening to it, right? So I think we should call it what it is so that we can properly, I don't know, we should all be on the same page, right? So I think this tag is a positive thing. The existence of this tag is a positive thing. It communicates a lot, right? I think there are a lot of different things that it can mean, and so it's important for people to properly label other things, right? Like, is this, like, a BFE, like, consensual role play thing, or is this, like, an actual, like, audio where, like, somebody's, like, being forced in, like, in the confines of the audio, right? But I guess, like, I've seen things discussed that point towards otherwise, and that scares me, because why would you want to, I don't know, I don't want to get too much into it, but the safety, the emotional safety and comfort of, like, the listeners is important to me. So yeah, that's all I really have to say on that topic is, we're going to use this tag and it's going to be great. We're going to have a great time, and then we're going to make sure that people are safe and comfortable. And you, hopefully, will continue to enjoy this kind of content. Not only from me, but from other creators as well. Like, yeah, I think this is a really wonderful and special place where we're allowed and accepted for exploring the side of ourselves. And I look forward to continuing to explore more about myself in this space alongside you, the listener. So thank you for your time so far. And I hope this was validating in some way. I know I talked about myself a lot, but that was the best way I could think of was just to be like, hey, me too. So thank you. Bye.